Welcome to Definitely Something About Football.
This is Jay Hump.
And this is Rob. And it's Super Bowl day.
Super Bowl Sunday. Can we say Super Bowl?
And
Sports
NFL
ball
Pro
day.
Big game.
It's big a game. Big game today. With the Philadelphia Eagles.
Going against the New England Patriots.
So we did a poll here, and about 80%, I think, are rooting for the Patriots. I don't know. It feels weird to me. It's strange.
Yeah, we got, I'd say about 80%.
Yeah, it's
Patriots
weird.
Are gaining ground.
I know. I don't know what's going on.
People hate the Eagles and their fans.
Rob made some punches for each team, and the blue one's getting down pretty good.
Yeah, we got the Moscow Goat.
Yep.
And a battery acid.
battery acid. I think it's the name that's killing my Eagle drink. I think it's what it is.
So, this is our Fire Bet episode. We've got, during the season, we've made some bets on which teams would do better, which games would come out the way they did.
Just random stats that were fun to bet on.
Yeah, and so for each person who got it wrong, they're going to do a shot of fireball.
And some of these we both got wrong,
yes.
Unfortunately. So some, I feel like we got very wrong.
Yes, we did. AFC West.
Ew.
So let's kick it into high gear. The NFC North wide receivers.
I said that the Packers wide receivers would not lead. One of the Packers wide receivers would not be the leader in that division in receiving yards.
And I thought Randall Cobb or Jordy Nelson or
Devontae
Adams would come through. They did not.
And mostly because Aaron Rodgers was out, probably. That certainly helped.
Well, Adam Thielen didn't help there.
I don't think I would have ever guessed which wide receiver was going to lead, because that was out of nowhere. But
Adam Thielen, number 5 overall in yards for the year.
But I'll take it.
Yeah. There shot number go. 1.
All right. Ooh, that went down pretty smooth. Mm-hmm.
Next, we said, who will win the NFC West?
And, unfortunately, neither one of us picked the Rams.
who would have seen that coming?
Yours was closer, though.
Yeah,
yours was closer. I had the Cardinals,
Seahawks.
Yeah, Cardinals, maybe, if Carson Palmer doesn't get hurt.
We were one away.
Yeah,
so.
We were close.
But we both take a shot.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And David Johnson. Mm.
That's true. David Johnson in week 1 was certainly a big hit.
Yes.
But the Adrian Peterson trade, I'm going to make up for it.
You said that the Rams would be in the playoff hunt in week 16.
And they certainly were.
Yes, they were.
That's what happens when you win the division. I guess you stay in the playoff hunt.
We're making these big now.
That's a double.
So, I'm drinking because I said that they would not be in the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
And then I also said that Colin Kaepernick would be on a team.
There was talks. There are some people that wanted to sign him, but it just never happened.
Would you rather have Colin Kaepernick or Blake Bortles on your Jaguars playoff team?
Oh, that's tough.
Would you rather be going into the Super Bowl with Nick Foles or Blake?
Nick Foles for sure.
Yeah?
Nick Foles for sure. A lot of confidence. Nick Foles is not. Well, we're going to go off a little tangent here, but Nick Foles is pretty good. We don't remember, like, 3 years ago, he was like MVP caliber almost. You
Big
know?
Dick Nick?
He had like 27 touchdowns and like 2 interceptions. Yeah. Like, we're not too far removed from that, so.
All right, cheers, Cap America.
Wah, wah, wah.
I don't know, because the next one,
there we go.
I said that the Giants would trade for a high-tier running back, and Adrian Peterson went to the wrong team.
Yeah, that's true. We were close, though. I mean, if the Giants didn't lose every receiver on their team, maybe they have a chance, but
their run game turned out to be one of the better parts.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, thank God you're going to get some
of these
coming up.
Yeah, I'm going to get some of these. All right, the next one we got coming up. The NFC South would only have one team come out of it, and man, was that way off.
Three teams.
My thought process was that they would beat each other up a bit, and then some of the other tier teams, like Packers and the Vikings would get two in there, or you got the Eagles and the Giants, Cowboys would get two, but it happens.
If Aaron Rodgers didn't get hurt.
Maybe. I'm going to take 2 shots for this, because I missed it by 2.
That's true, you did. You can just keep those shots coming. You said the Patriots will not win the AFC East until week 17. I'm pretty sure they clinched it in 15, maybe 14.
Yeah.
No, I think 15.
Yeah, it was close. But, to my defense, they did get another playoff team out of that division. So
I know. Who would have thought? The Bills. So, good for them.
You know, I'll take the small wins where I can take them.
Just like the Bills.
Sometimes they don't even win their games if they need to win. Thank you, Kansas City. Or Cincinnati.
The AFC South. I said two teams from the AFC South would be tied at the end of the regular season and have to win by a tiebreaker to get the division winner. I was so close.
Yeah, Jacksonville pulled it out, though.
Yeah, if the Titans had won one more game, which it's really, it's their season. They almost lost to the Browns. They almost lost to several really bad teams. But yeah. They somehow got in the playoffs. Who would have seen that coming?
Yeah, well, hey, they did some damage a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. They knocked out the Chiefs, which... Yeah. Whew, cheers, Titans.
All right, our next up. Who will win the AFC West? And you know, it's crazy because the Chiefs won the AFC West last year, right?
No, the
Raiders did. Yeah, the Raiders won last year, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, because he's... No, the Chiefs definitely won last year, right?
I don't know.
But they were definitely should have, probably. Yeah. And neither one of us picked them.
I went bold. I said the Chargers.
Yeah, you did go pretty bold there. I went with the Raiders. I thought their offense would build on what they had last year. But Amari Cooper's hands were made out of jelly or something.
That's a shot for both of us. And we're gonna bring up a... A different one here, just to kind of give us a little break.
Chiefs won the 2017 AFC West.
Huh.
I don't have a shot glass.
Yeah, we need another shot glass.
Oh, yeah.
I have two more shot glasses.
All right, perfect.
Well, right. We're taking a little mini break.
Yeah.
Because we still got some more to go.
Yeah.
So what do you think the keys for the Patriots' victory are today? What has to happen for the Patriots to win?
So I think it's going to be a defensive game for the Patriots. That's what it's got to be. I think the Patriots' offense is going to do okay. Like, they'll score 20 to 25 points, I think.
Okay.
And it'll be the key is to stop the Eagles.
So if you can just get the Eagles less than 20, yeah. Patriots 100%.
I think so. Yeah.
All right.
And really, we're good at stopping the run.
Yeah.
It's the run-pass option that'll be the real trick to it.
Which I think Philly's pretty decent
at. They're pretty good at it.
As long as they put LeGarrette Blount out there. He's the only running back. He just runs straight. So. Yeah. what stats does Gronk need to have for the Patriots to pull it out?
I could.
You know, he's
I
just coming foresee, off that concussion.
I could foresee Gronk not having a big game.
Yeah?
I could see them double-teaming him.
Yeah.
Which would,
you open up Amendola. Amendola's going to be big.
I'm really hoping for a big Hogan game. That's
what I'm just coming back. Okay, all right, we got some Hogan fans out there.
Yeah, I want to see some, because he's that long pass option, him and Cooks, and that's what I like
seeing. Okay, all right. Well, we're going to do a few more of these, and I'll tell you how I feel about the Philadelphia Eagles' chances.
All right.
Because that's who I picked earlier in the last episode.
Sounds good.
So I'll tell you what they'll need to do. So first up, though, Jeannie... who has been a guest on our show, had a fire bet, and she said the winless 49ers would beat these Philadelphia Eagles. And this and Carson Wentz was still in play.
Yes.
So
the 49ers
was a bold decision.
The 49ers were 0-8.
0-8.
The Eagles had only lost one game all year.
To the Chiefs.
I can't believe it didn't happen.
Hey, do you know, though, if Jimmy Garoppolo had been playing in this game.
Oh, I would have felt that.
The 49ers might have won. Did he lose?
He did not lose a game.
He didn't lose a game. So I think she was foreshadowing what the 49ers chance. She knew that this was a good team.
I think this is a game that knocked them out of playoff contention, actually. And then they put in Garoppolo. He just started winning everything since
then. There we go. So
you saved the 49ers organization.
Yeah. Well played.
You should send me a check.
You should do two shots for that.
Somebody brought two shot glasses?
All right, we'll get back to some of ours. So.
We're done with you.
None of our other guests were brave enough to do fire bets. We appreciate Jeannie joining in our fun a little bit. So.
If you want to hear some of the Jeannie's best moments, tune into the halftime show podcast.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
We missed you for that one, but I don't know. Have you listened to it?
I have not listened to it.
You don't even listen to our own podcast.
I'll do that. I was so busy, out of town.
Yeah.
And I knew all the stats, so there wasn't any additional information.
Yeah. It was the one time I actually contributed something.
Okay, all right. Well,
it's a good podcast.
You contribute it.
It's a good podcast. She's got some really good thoughts on who should be performing the halftime show.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I'm not joking. She did good.
I'm pretty curious. If anyone else wants to know who Jeannie thought would play in the halftime show, go back
and listen
to
now,
the...
I tell you now, but I need you to listen to the
podcast.
Yeah,
we need to listen. That's right. All right, next fire bet up. Which 0-3 teams will have the best record come playoff season? So this was back earlier in the season.
Yeah, well, it was week four because
there's
0-3 teams.
It's true. And the Giants and Chargers were playing each other.
Yeah,
and
they were going to play.
They were going to play each other, which made us kind of come to this bet. And we kind of, even if whoever loses might still have a chance. But anyway, needless to say, the winner of that game went on to do way better than the loser of that game. So.
I mean, you were kind of foolish in this, betting on a team that had won 4 or 5 Super Bowls, the Giants?
No, they haven't won that many, but yeah. I think they've only won about 3. They won with 2 with Eli, and they won 1. They've been to that many, maybe. But they definitely haven't won that many.
The Giants have won 4 Super Bowls.
Oh, 4, wow. Oh, well, in the 90s 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, you're right. Well, I was looking at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody cares about Super Bowl.
You damn right.
Except for the Bears.
And the Packers.
And the Packers. The Packers doing all right, regardless.
Yeah. All right.
So, the Chargers had the better season.
Honestly, it was a little biased because I picked the Giants earlier in the season to win the division. I was like, oh, they got to pick it back up.
I bet on them to win the Super Bowl. How do you think I feel?
I think it was like every receiver in that game, if I don't remember, when they were playing the Chargers. Like, they were down to like their special teams players. I don't know. Anyway, cheers. I lost.
They sent their GM to play. All right. My Manning parts are broken. I said that the Giants would not score a touchdown in Week 6 against the Broncos. And boy, was I wrong.
And if I remember correctly, like, the Broncos had, like, just shut out somebody, and, like...
Broncos were riding high.
And I think, like, Giants had just played Tampa Bay, and they didn't score anything against them, or it was something like that.
Broncos were doing so good.
It was so, like, never gonna happen. I don't even know why I took this fire bet. It was such a bad one for me, but I was like, whatever, we'll see what happens. I was like, maybe, like, the defense scores a touchdown, because.
In the first 5 minutes of the game, the Giants had already scored.
Yeah, it was crazy, because the Giants had won, like, I think they won, like, 28-6. They destroyed Denver in this game.
And Denver was never the same. They continued to lose game after game after that.
And the Giants didn't win another game after that. I think they have, like, 3 wins in the whole season. This is one of their only wins. I think this is their first win of the season, too, wasn't it?
I think so.
They were 0-5 or something at this point. So
cheers. I'll take that one. I was wrong. And then, I think in that same podcast, I said that the Eagles and the Panthers would score... No, I'm sorry. You said that they would score at least 26 points combined during Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, I was counting on a... I mean, honestly, 26 is not a lot.
I did not feel good about it after I made it, but I'm sticking to it.
Because that's only like a 17-10.
Yeah. Cheers.
That's even a good defensive game. Yeah, this was an easy one. Mm-hmm. Easy one.
And our last one, a positive charge. I said that the Raiders will not have a better record than the Chargers at the end of the year.
And this was still like a biased opinion.
I just went so hard on the Chargers.
I really thought the Raiders would beat the Chargers, but they did not. So, cheers.
They did not. So, we're about to go watch the Super Bowl. Who do you think is going to win?
All right, well, I did say the Eagles, and I'll give you my points why I think the Eagles will win. You did touch on some good points. You need the Patriots to score over 25. The reason I think the Eagles will win is they have the better lines.
Yes.
Defensive line, offensive line, I think are stronger for the Eagles. If you look back on why the Patriots have lost... all the Giants games.
Pressure on Brady.
They had huge, like, one of the best defensive lines in the league.
Yep.
So, when you get a lot of pressure on Brady, their run game is pretty much non-existent throughout the whole season, basically. They have like these off and on games where they run a lot, but I think that those are mostly because they were ahead.
So it's weird. Like usually, the Patriots really favor tossing the ball to a running back or throwing it to a running back.
Yeah, they had those pass runs is what we like to call them in New Orleans, where you just kind of you toss it or you do the other hand to the to running back or do like the screen plays. We call those like extended running plays. But, quote unquote, they're not running plays. They're definitely pass plays. You get receiving yards for that. But in general, I think that the Eagles up front are going to really manhandle that Patriots line. Like, you're going to get pressure on Brady, and if you can get him uncomfortable, especially early on the game.
Yeah.
We see what happened last year when the Falcons got Brady really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, he's throwing pick sixes. Like, they were dominating the game.
Yeah,
all the way through the third quarter, 20-3. I think the only difference is that the Eagles are going to finish the game. I think that I mean I'm not predicting a 28-3 score here, but I think it's going to be like a kind of a close game, like a 14-10 type thing, and then maybe you get like a late field goal by the Eagles, make it 17-10, and then just the Patriots aren't going to finish it. So I'm predicting something like a 2017, 2013, something around that range. So it's still under 20. I just don't know if the Patriots end up scoring the 25 that you need. So that's where I'm at. I think the lines for both are going to be key for the Eagles.
Yeah, no, their offensive line and their defensive line are both amazing. Like, if you look at the stats, like, lining up the position groups, the Eagles have far superior numbers in, like, what they're better at. It's really just tight end, wide receiver, kicker and quarterback is all the Patriots have, and even wide receiver is a little like shaky.
Yeah, I mean, Alshon Jeffrey was pretty amazing. So.
Torrey Smith.
Yeah, and then they
I'm
got.
I'm joking with that one.
I was just gonna let that one slide. I mean, their tight end Zach Ertz.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they were pretty good. So,
but nobody matches Gronk.
No. Yeah, exactly. When you go to tight ends, it's like Gronkowski and everyone else.
Yeah.
So.
It's all about health, though.
Like, but if Jimmy Graham signs with the Saints, I'm just saying, man, we might get some magic back.
Are you trying to get Jimmy Graham back?
I mean, there's a little rumors in there, but we'll see.
I've heard rumors about him going to the Patriots.
Wow, that would be a one too much.
Yeah, what? I mean,
would y'all even need wide receivers anymore? If y'all could Jimmy?
We got our running backs and our tight ends.
Actually, I don't even think you'd be able to run the ball, because neither one of those are run blocking tight ends. We're getting all subject to the ball. So yeah, offensive line, defensive line. I think if you look at that Miami Dolphins game, where the Dolphins beat the Patriots, I think that's how you beat the Patriots. Just
a lot of pressure,
control the ball for like 40 minutes, and then see how it goes.
All right, Derek, one of our audience members, and a previous podcast guest.
Who do you think is going to win the game? And then a small little of why.
I think Patriots are going to win, just because they always
win. So you're just going on fame, huh? That's just the scaredy cat approach.
It's
okay.
Always the last, they have the best like last half of the game, and just about every time. They always pull something out of their ass. Every time.
I'll give you the player talk. It's like, the past doesn't matter. It's all about this game.
No, but Tom Brady has a history of being clutch, and I kind of agree. Like,
we got Tom Brady and Amendola.
Yeah, if there's any quarterback you want in the Super Bowl, I think it's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he has, like, I think every single one of his Super Bowl victories are from comebacks, so I guess he's got what, right. High level
is
now?
Is his hand okay?
Who knows?
I don't think his hand is a problem.
Giselle, who you got?
Patriots. All right. Who do we got?
Kenneth.
Patriots.
Woo! Oliver.
Yeah!
What? I think our numbers are getting skewed even more. All right.
Jamin.
I'll do Patriots.
Hell yeah! Go Hogan. Jeannie.
Patriots.
Who would have thought with that jersey on?
Yeah, I'm
Henry, who we got?
They converted me. I'm
going to
say Patriots.
What are you? Am I the only? Is there anyone rooting for the Eagles?
No.
Anybody?
No.
Any Eagles fans?
No.
Any NFC biased fans at all?
You got Kenneth. He's rooting for the Eagles.
Okay. All right. At least we're rooting for them.
He knows the Patriots
going to
win.
All right. Well.
All right.
I guess I didn't convince enough. But I'm telling you, I'm not picking them biasly because I want them to win. I'm serious.
Are you making a fire bet?
I think the Eagles can win the game. Yeah,
you want to do a fire bet?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I say the Patriots win by at least 1 point.
Well, that's bold.
That was kind of cool.
All right, but we're gonna do a little odds here because Patriots are favored. I'm not dumb.
Yeah.
So 3-2, 3 shots, 2 shots.
Okay, that's fair.
All right.
Well, the question is, can they cover the spread?
Yeah.
What, the spread is only 3, I think, right? So, is it 4.5 now?
It's been like a roller coaster all week.
It's been up and down.
It was like 6 originally.
But either way, Patriots are definitely favored, so I would do 3-2.
Yeah.
So I think even, you know, whoever wins. No,
okay,
no points.
I like it. Straight.
All right, yeah.
Perfect.
Should we all see it?
Yeah.
Patriots
14. Win by 14!
Do you know this?
Yeah, 14 shots?
No. 14 points. 14. But the thing we forget is the Patriots have never won by more than one score.
Last year was the Patriots' biggest win or loss in a Super Bowl.
And that's only because it was an overtime
touchdown. Yes, they were. They've never, at end of regulation, yeah. They've never been winning or losing by more than 4 points.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Yeah. They're exciting games.
What do we think the Pats are going to win by since everyone's
I would say Pats 24-20, they don't cover the spread.
Okay, all right.
24-20 by Henry.
I'm going to say 7.
7, okay.
Pats by 7 from Jeannie.
So anyone think a late game field goal is going to win it for the Patriots? Does anyone think that?
It's happened a lot.
I think they always win in the last half.
That was a good answer.
Not against the Giants.
Does anyone have anything that we didn't touch on that you think that we should hit up, you know, on the podcast? Any other comments about
this.
The scene?
I will say this.
The history is on the Patriots' side.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
Because of their defense this year.
Why he's not a good starting quarterback?
Why he's not a good starting quarterback other than that one year? What's defensive?
Oh, why he's not currently? Like, why does no team want to play him now? Yeah, that's a good point.
Well,
and you know what? He was not good in the regular season when he took over for Wentz. And he really wasn't that good against the Falcons.
Now, he was great against the Vikings, though.
Yeah, against the Vikings. One game. One game.
I mean,
maybe the Vikings aren't as good as we thought.
or
play as good as we thought.
I think the Saints exposed the Vikings, and really, that's what won the Eagles the game. So really, a little piece of the Eagles are the Saints. We're combined.
Did you?
We're on the same team.
Did you cry yourself to sleep that night?
I cried myself to sleep about 5 nights in a row, and I woke up crying, and it was a rough week, let me say that much. It was a rough week.
It's not like they showed that replay a lot.
Yeah.
No, you know, and that's why I'm rooting for the Eagles so much. Like, they did us a huge favor, because if you imagine the Vikings in this game, how many times do they show that play?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even... I don't even want to know.
You know what's crazy is at the beginning of the week, like they did like a poll and they said, "All right, who's cheering for the Eagles? Who's cheering for the Patriots?" And it was you saw like the Metro Dallas area was like, "Go Patriots!" And North Dakota for some weird reason,
which I still don't understand because Carson Wentz is from North Dakota. But anyway.
No, he went to school there.
Yeah, he went to school there.
Right.
Yeah,
he must have pissed them off.
I don't know what he did there, but
and then of course like the New England area, right?
Yeah.
And I've been seeing them come out since then, and like Patriots are gaining ground, and I think it's because of these Eagles fans.
throwing batteries.
Yeah, throwing batteries at people. No, like so Georgia has shifted, which really surprised me.
Really?
Like
that
if you go
make
on a state
sense.
Level, Georgia has shifted.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Which I mean.
These Falcons fans, I tell you what. I tell you what. We have a whole bunch of Falcons fans in this room. They all picked the Patriots. I'm just saying. It's like if you forgot.
Well, the Eagles, here's a fun stat. The Eagles have knocked the Falcons out of the playoffs more than anybody else in the
That's
league.
That's true. But they didn't knock them out of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You also asked who you think is going to win, not who you're going to root for.
That's right.
That's true, too.
I'm rooting against the Eagles. They booed one of our players that was injured.
Yes.
In the game.
Yes.
Okay.
They are terrible fans.
Don't they boo everyone?
They do. They booed Santa.
Hey, our fans are okay. Okay, our fans are not bad.
He's not on trial today.
That's right. I didn't do anything to you guys. Jesus.
Although last year, you're a Saints fan.
I'm always a Saints fan. And not just last year.
The Patriots played against who you claim your least favorite team is, the Falcons.
That's true.
Yeah. And you were sporting a Falcons shirt at last year's Super Bowl.
I did not have a Falcons shirt on.
Yes, you did. You had like a little t-shirt that said Falcons.
No, that wasn't me.
Ah,
I had normal clothes.
I asked you about it.
I don't own anything Falcons except for a 5K I ran that happened to be Falcons related, and I definitely didn't wear that shirt.
Maybe you just had a red shirt on.
I might have had a red shirt on, maybe.
And I asked you, and you were like, well, I might as well support the Falcons.
I'm not going to lie. I was rooting for the Falcons because I live in Atlanta, you know. I have a lot of ties to Atlanta. So it's like, the thing about rivals is like, when you know a team so much, you kind of like, you kind of get a, yeah, you get a respect for them, right?
I totally get it.
And the Falcons really needed that one. And the Patriots are still, like, pretty hated. Like, it's kind of like, you know, if the Falcons had one, then we'd really have a rivalry. But now it's like, they're like a little brothers, you know, like that could.
Definitely
going to the Pats. 28-3. I'm kidding.
If the Bills made the Super Bowl, I would be gung-ho for the Bills this year. Like, I'm single.
Yeah, it's like, it's a little fun, you know?
No, it's weird. Like, you expect people to hate their division rival, but, like, hey, if they make it to the Super Bowl, that's pretty cool.
Don't get me wrong.
You're close to
them. No, don't get me wrong. In normal circumstances, every rival hates every other rival, which is what makes NFL a little different than college, because college, you kind of have, like, a conference bias. Yeah. When, like, your conference goes to the NFC championship game, you kind of, like, root for your conference so you get respect or whatever.
Do you?
But... But in general, it's kind of like that. But in NFL, I feel like you really just root for your team and then just root against your rivals. I think I'm in a weird spot where you live in Atlanta, so it's kind of a little different. But I think in general, I would say 99% of Saints fans are rooting against the Falcons last year. So,
as a Patriots fan, it's weird. Like, if the Jets, Bills, or Dolphins made it to the Super Bowl, I'd probably cheer for them. But if the Broncos, Colts, or Steelers made it,
they're not like your rival. Like, they're in your division, but they're not your rivals.
Yeah, our rivals are the Steelers, Colts, and the Broncos. Yeah.
Which are the people that have been winning the division every year.
I know, right? Why don't you hate those guys?
Well, we don't win the division every year, so. We're getting there, though.
Until next time, for Definitely Something About Football.
I'm Jay Hump.
And this is Rob. We'll see you after the Super Bowl.
Go Eagles.
Go Six Rings Patriots.
Testing, hello?
Hello. Testing.
We got a crowd in here today, boys!
Woo!